for this, I'm going to turn it over to Josh.
Thank you. Thanks, Laura. My name is Josh Lieberman, and what I want to do is turn a little bit from ISO, although there's obviously very close relationships between ISO work and OGC, but look at OGC and specifically look at kind of the basis for semantic specification in OGC. And then Dave Colas and Luis Bermudez will flush that out with actual content. I feel obliged to note, since we're sitting here in the U.S. Geological Survey, that actually I'm a doctor of rocks, but after a series of schist jobs, I now work for Deloitte, and my focus seems to be the spatial characteristics of dirty money, but you never know where you'll end up. So the motivation for this, the first thing to say, because the first question is, how come there isn't any semantics of OGC standards? And the answer is, of course, if there were no semantics, that would be easy. There are semantics. They're very, very rich semantics. There's very rich textual semantics. There's very rich UML semantics. There's a lot of stuff, but not very much that a machine can deal with. And that's really the crux of the matter, is how can we help machines to use OGC standards to be more interoperable rather than fitting the reader of 100-page specifications into that processing chain. So there are two particular motivations for getting on track and trying to bring OGC specifications into this fold. One is that it's the victims of success that we were able to use these encodings and models for geospatial information so widely and get at them so globally that now we have a much larger scale opportunity to misunderstand each other than ever before. So the need for mediation is one of the principal drivers of trying to help machines to understand what we mean with geospatial information, so that semantic mediation between disparate concepts and vocabularies, understanding where it's a difference in concept and where it's a difference in theory, which is another very important aspect of geospatial information that is often misunderstood, and the need for a consistent framework for that, because we can't just dump all of this in logic that's been tried and 179 different possible topological relationships. Later, we realized that standards are necessary. The other thing is the what I call the innovation of spaghetti on the wall, throwing linked data up against the internet and seeing what happens. And this is a very exciting prospect. We really want it to succeed, and we need to look at how OGC and geospatial practitioners can help that to be successful. So, quick history. Semantics have actually had a long history in OGC, back more than 10 years, but as with this success and so on, the activity has really increased, I'd say, in the last 4 years, although I was noting to Dave that scarily, some of my 2006 slides are still pretty relevant, but things are heating up, so it's a good time to look at this. So mediation is a very important part of service-oriented architecture because it addresses, I think, some assumptions of service-oriented architecture, of being able to trade between providers and consumers. What do we assume that has to work for this to be successful, and how can we help it to be successful? And some of these have to do with mediation between concepts, mediation between forms of representation. When we say, is that connected to this, we are often dealing with coordinate information that needs to be translated into logical concepts. We have then processes, for example, of how do we translate that into queries by doing expansion, and how then do we translate broker between providers and consumers in terms of their respective views and representations of the world so that all of this just works. What we worked on in 2006 and is still true is that the one true ontology has either been discredited or hasn't yet come to pass, as with many fantasies. And so we really have the problem of how do we deal with multiple ontologies, pull the right ones in, maintain their consistency, and be able to work across them. So there is a large, what I would call in many cases, pretty standard challenge of management cooperation and agreement, i.e. specification. And many issues that are both generic to mediation and specific to geospatial information. And I would put these into a couple of categories. Some of them are just, you know, how do you manage agreement on concepts? And then some that are very specific to geospatial. We always have this model of model problems. Geospatial information is not reality. The map is not the terrain. It's already a model. And so we're representing theories, some of which may be quite disparate, about reality and identifying where we have semantic mismatches and where we have actual heterogeneity is a hidden but very real challenge for our progress. Then we have the mechanical, you know, how do we provide pre-expansion and translation in infrastructure that's available to us? Translated into GEOS, we're particularly dealing with right now, is how do we get from one end to the other? How do we get from, you know, you have those needs, I have these resources, how do we connect using a system of systems architecture? This is we're looking at ontologies of information back in the interoperability experiment in 2006. And I was going to, you know, throw this up here to talk about ontologizing, and I realized, shoot, you know, this is linked geodata. And already it's illustrating one of our major challenges in looking at, you know, what does OGC need to focus on? Well, we have a model for discerning each one of these things. It's called the general feature model. It's ensconced both in ISO and in OGC, and it doesn't work for this. Because, for example, you know, we don't discern a navigational aid on its own. You know, if it shows up on a golf course, that's not a navigational aid. The navigational aid is discerned precisely because of the relationships it has, the context in which it exists. And we do not have a general contextual or linked geodata model. So this is quickly throwing out there one of the elements of a reference model for semantic standards at OGC that, you know, is a challenge for us to recognize. It's fine to throw spaghetti up against the wall, but what if you have different kinds of pasta? So we need some ways of specifying and making explicit some of these elements that are going into the ability to publish and work with linked geodata, the general triple model. The problem of, you know, do we need and how do we need to standardize these relationships? Dave will talk about GeoSparkle and some of the relationships that are standardized to make that work, but that's only a beginning. Amit talked a lot about partonomy. You know, we have really no established consensus on the geospatial partonomy that we need for recognizing contextual features. We don't even agree on whether partonomy means the same as mereology or different or so on. And that doesn't even get to computability and how do we match service and data. So these are all pieces of what I think it's useful to construct a reference model in order to motivate. So there's a lot of work in individual specifications, but a very important trend at OGC now, which Luis will talk about, is how do we bring these together into a more explicit and efficient model of specification development and maintenance. So the road ahead. we have the work to develop the reference model, which has the pieces, the practices, and the roadmap that we need to proceed. And then we have a variety of specific activities. And some of these involve the hopefulness of saying, well, you know, we have semantic content in the specification. Let's blip out an ontology of OMM XML and see what it's good for. And some of it is very specific, semantically motivated specifications, such as GeoSparkle. So, and I would say this we can see as far as the next intersection, because we will be running into this issue of geospatial theories, incredibly important for sensors, in terms of, you know, what is a sensor's theory of reality? And every time somebody says, well, we've got that solved and I know what that sensor around the world is doing, something comes to trip it up. So we will hopefully get to these first two so that we'll have a framework within which to deal with the third. And then we truly will be able to understand each other across a variety of geospatial divides and make the best use we can of the standards and specifications that build the GeoWeb. So that's it for me. And Dave is going to provide us some real content.